ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गीता महात्म्यम बाय श्री शंकराचार्य। गीता शास्त्रमिदं पुण्यं यत्पते प्रयतक पुमान विष्णो पदं वाप्नोति भय शोकादि वर्जिता। वन हु विद अ रेगुलेटेड माइंड रिसाइट्स विथ डिवोशन दिस भगवद गीता स्क्रिप्चर व्हिच इज द बिस्टोअर ऑफ ऑल वर्च्यू will attain to a holy abode such as Vaikuntha, the residence of Lord Vishnu, which is always free from mundane qualities, which are based on fear and lamentation. Gita dhyayana shilasya pranayama parasya cha naiva santi hi papani purva janma kritani cha. If one reads Bhagavad Gita very sincerely and with all seriousness, then by the grace of the Lord, the reactions of one's past misdeeds will not act. Malane mochenang pungsang jalasnanang dine dine sakrit gittam ritasnanang sangsara malanashanam. One may cleanse him or herself daily by taking a bath in water. But if one takes a bath even once in the sacred Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, for that person, the dirt of material life is altogether vanquished. Gita sugita kartavya kimanyai shastra vistarai yasvayam padmanabhasya mukha padmadvana shrita. Because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one need not read any other Vedic literature. One need only attentively and regularly hear and read Bhagavad Gita. In the present age, people are so absorbed in mundane activities that it is not possible for them to read all the Vedic scriptures. But this is not necessary. This one book, Bhagavad Gita, will suffice. Why? Because it is the essence of all Vedic literatures. And especially because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Bharatamrita sarvasvam Vishnu vaktrad vinisritam Gita gangodakam tikva punarjanma na vidyate. By drinking the Ganges water of Bhagavad Gita, which is divine quintessence of the Mahabharat book, which emanates from the holy lotus mouth of Lord Krishna, one will never take rebirth again in this material world. In other words, by devotionally reciting the Bhagavad Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. Sarvo pashandido gavo dogda gopala nandana partho vatsa sudhir bhokta dudhangitam ritam mahat. All the Upanishads are like a cow, and the milker of the cow is Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda. Arjuna is the calf. The beautiful nectar of the Gita is the milk. And the fortunate devotees of fine theistic intellect are the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk. Ekam shastram devaki putra gitam eko devo devaki putra eva eko mantrastasya namani yani karmapyekam tasya devasya seva. There need be only one holy scripture, the divine Bhagavad Gita, sung by Lord Sri Krishna. There need be only one worshipable Lord, Lord Sri Krishna, and only one mantra, his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And let there be only one duty, devotional service unto that supreme worshipful Lord, Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.